A hospital worker in Mogadishu, who did not want to be identified, tells VOA that the latest round of fighting is the worst he has seen in months. He says it began late Thursday after Ethiopian troops launched a house-to-house search and fired tank shells on suspected insurgent hideouts in southern districts of the city.
Ethiopian military were using tanks. Almost 50 people were killed in Mogadishu for the past 24 hours.
Last week, the government in Addis Ababa deployed as many as 2,000 extra troops in Mogadishu. The exact number of Ethiopian troops in the capital is not known, but it is estimated to be in the tens of thousands. In an interview with VOA on Monday, the spokesman for Ethiopia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Wahid Baley, confirmed that Ethiopia was prepared to launch a renewed military offensive against insurgents who have fought a relentless guerrilla war against Ethiopian troops and Somalia's Ethiopian-backed interim government in Mogadishu for nearly a year. Alicia Ruvieu, News, Nairobi.